This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Hey, welcome back to Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. And 2 weeks in a row, Kristen, it just worked out that we were able to do it right here in your office at the Pickering House.
Feel like you're back on the grounds again here?
I like it because, you know, for several years, I came out here every week and we recorded here in your office, looking out the window. It's a beautiful day as we record this.
It is.
And I just want to start with, let's get an AIM update.
Okay.
I guess. AIM standing for Advanced Illness Management Clinic,
right?
And give us an update.
All right. Well, as a lot of you know, this is our new building on East Main Street. It's 1319 East Main Street. We are in the same building with Dr. Jarek, who is an OBGYN in town. And that will be the future home of our palliative clinic.
Right.
So, we're getting some paint done this week. Cabinets are being relined and putting a few new cabinets in there and some in the exam rooms, kind of sprucing it up a little bit. Two Fridays ago, we worked outside. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, put on your gardening stuff, right?
I did. It was good. It was so nice. And it looks really good. I just think the building looks great. It's come along.
So as part of this, I mean, you have, I believe you said at one time, 5 nurse practitioners.
We do.
That work with the palliative care program.
Mm-hmm.
So will they all have offices in this new building?
So they will be housed out of that office, but they're all in different places. So even though we have a lot of patients who will be coming to the clinic for care, we still have nurse practitioners at the hospital every day. They're helping our physicians really see the patients who have a advanced illness and will need palliative care. So every day they're over there, and then the rest of the patients are seen in the community. So they do have an office there. They will come and go, use it as they need. And we also have our social worker and RN who will be working out of that office.
So very much like the Logan office is a great example of something where you have a central location. It's a home base for a lot of the folks that you have in Hocking County and in that area. And it gives them the stability of having a place where they can sit down, they can do their paperwork. In this case, it's more hands-on because they'll be able to actually see patients there.
Right. It should take care of all the needs. You know, right now they spend a lot of hours with windshield time in their car driving. And so we're hoping that the patients that choose to come to the clinic and the patients who are at physicians' appointments in town, that's going to make it a lot easier for the patients, the physicians, as well as our nurse practitioners.
Right, because in terms of scheduling, it'll make it much more convenient for your patients to be able to go to their doctor's appointments and then swing right into the clinic.
Right, and we can serve more of the community this way because there's not so much time that they're in the car driving. We're going to be able to see a lot more patients.
All right, we're going to come back in a few minutes. We're here at Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care at the Pickering House. I'm usually saying home of the Pickering House. Feels like home here, doesn't it, Kristen?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, we're looking out your beautiful window. We're actually looking over at the Anita M. Turner Center.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this campus was just, 34 acres of nothingness, you know, a couple decades ago.
Right.
And continues to serve as the visionary people that put this together, intended. It's really grown into something special, as will the AIM Clinic.
I know. I'm really proud. When I think about it and just think about where we've come with the Logan office and now the AIM Clinic, it just makes me really proud and appreciative of what the community, they trust us. They trust us for all levels of their care. And I'm just extremely thankful.
I know that you don't do these things by looking into a crystal ball. You have planning, you have, you're visioning out 5 to 10 years and looking at community need. So let's talk a little bit about that. I know that, you know, the palliative program over the past 20 years has grown from zero to where you're currently, you know, taking care of 300 people.
Right.
So what is the need? Obviously, you wouldn't be investing unless you saw a greater need and a greater sense of purpose to this, that there's going to be more people that need your help.
Right. I think the first question that you ask when whenever you're looking at something and you have a vision, the first question you ask is this going to be beneficial for the patients and for our community? And in my mind, this palliative clinic is going to do just that. The other thing is, is it going to be beneficial to our partners? Fairfield Medical Center, the physicians in town, yes. They're asking for help and support. Our nurse practitioners are experts. They're professionals in this field. And the physicians in town, you know, trust them with their patients. And so we feel like moving towards this clinic is just that next step of growing.
You have partnerships all across your area because, you know, you're in multiple counties. Fairhope is Fairfield, Hocking, Perry. You're also in Athens and the surrounding areas. So how much support are you getting for the palliative program outside of Fairfield County?
Outside of Fairfield County. So Hocking County, we have a lot of patients in Hocking County. And, you know, as we work with Hocking Valley Community Hospital and then just seeing the need through our office in Hocking County, those patients are coming to Fairfield County for physician appointments, for specialty appointments. They're already here. So there's a huge line of support for us because, like I said, it's going to be a lot more convenient for the patients. They're already in Lancaster.
You know, one of the common questions I hear is, why do we have so many different doctor's offices? Because we've got all these different specialists. You've got cardiologists, you got pulmonologists, you've got oncology. There are so many, you know, specialties.
Right.
And this is, you're right, there's a lot of that that happens right in the Lancaster area.
Well, and I think what's nice about this clinic is it's a one-stop shop. But, you know, they see their specialist, and a lot of those who have one issue have a specialist for an issue that falls off from that advanced illness, you know?
Sure.
So when they come to the clinic, we have information from those physicians, what their plan is, what their goal is, and then we can try to take care of that at that one stop. So, you know, hopefully the plan is keeps them out of the hospital, keeps them comfortable, gives them great quality of life.
Sounds good. We'll be back again in just a few minutes. We are at the Pickering House. It's Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, 740-654-7077. Or you can go to fairhopehospice.org and be sure to like the Fairhope Hospice, home of the Pickering House, on Facebook. AIM, the Advanced Illness Management Clinic, which is going to be at 1319 East Main Street, just down the hill and a few blocks to the west, right?
Right.
So Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, obviously excited. The palliative part, you know, it's the and palliative care. And so we're going to spend some time this year defining what palliative care is and what the need is. And, you know, it's interesting. In the last segment, we were talking about different specialists and different, you know, the game plan and how you are managing. It's chronic illness. The physicians have determined that there's not much cure they can do, right?
Right.
So this is more on making quality of life.
Right. So the big difference between palliative and hospice is, in order for you to qualify for hospice care, there has to be a true diagnosis that says you have 6 months or left, if that disease follows its normal course. Now, with palliative care, yes, you have a chronic illness. Your chronic illness is advanced, but you still have a lot. You've got time left.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're still working, you're traveling, you're doing all those things. You're not ready for hospice, but you need someone to help kind of just manage those symptoms.
And by managing those symptoms and keeping things under control, that's going to extend, and it's going to not only give you quality of life, but it's going to extend you a bit too, I
would
assume.
Sure. And, you know, keeping you out of the hospital is such a big, it's such a big thing, because when you go into the hospital for a symptom that's not managed or out of control, then it sets you back a little bit. You know, you've got to go in, you're not feeling well, you've got treatments, you go home, it's a setback.
Right.
With our palliative clinic and with our palliative team, we're available 24/7. So if you are a palliative patient and you call and you say, listen, I'm having a little bit of a struggle with this breathing, I'm having a little bit of an issue, you're already on our program. We can see what meds you have ordered. And that nurse practitioner who is a provider can say, I want you to try this dose. Call me back if it doesn't work. I want you to try this. That's huge when it comes to keeping people out of the hospital.
Do you anticipate the need? Obviously, with the AIM, you're going to be able to serve more people. I'm assuming that is because you are anticipating the need as growing over time.
Right. But I would say, too, I mean, you have to look at out of 300 patients, there's a, I don't know what the percentage is, but there's a lot of patients that will choose to come to the clinic. Mm-hmm. They don't want to wait, you know, during their day for someone to come to their home when they're out and about.
And they also probably, a lot of people, you know, value the privacy of not having somebody come to their house.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, that's, you've probably heard that. That's probably one of the things that went into the decision to open up mm-hmm. a separate place.
It is. And we heard a lot of that from the physicians too. You know, we'll say, the docs will say, well, aren't you choosing palliative help? Well, I don't want anybody extra in my home. I'm not that sick. I don't want that. So with all the information that we gathered from the primary care physicians in Lancaster and the hospital, mm-hmm. that was why we made that decision.
Sounds fantastic. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.